There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, single libertarian listener, and welcome to the final of the winner's circle of Killionaire TV. My name is Tim Batt.
And my name is Guy Montgomery. It's been a long and winding road to make it here. An anonymous basement in which we cannot reveal the location, time.
We're at my house.
Yeah, we're underneath Tim's house.
And it's 8 a.m. right now.
Okay.
And we are joined by our final whittled down three from a process that has taken days and weeks and months of plotting and planning and scheming and enterprising how we will turn a billionaire into a trillionaire and a trillionaire into a dead person, Guy Montgomery.
I just wanted to say conniving as well. For me, the conniving is one of the most vital parts of plotting a murder. And I've never plotted a murder to completion. But certainly if you come around to my house, there's a lot of string. There's a lot of bits of paper on walls. There's a lot of photos cut out from magazines. And it's the conniving for me which really makes a difference.
Today we are joined by our finalists, Patricia, Ben, and Joe. Joe, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you, Tim?
I'm very well, thank you. Fans will remember that Joe's plot centered around training some monkeys in the Amazon and transforming the lungs of the earth into a new, beautiful capitalist landscape. And also, to boot, invented a new word, which is a unit of trained monkeys. It's called a rainbow, which I really liked.
How have you been in the intervening months, Joe?
I've been very well, thank you. It's I've travelled from Nottingham to Dorset. I've started a new job.
It's been, oh my gosh,
been a lot, but throughout it all, I've had Killionaire on the mind. I've been, you know, watching, planning, plotting. Been in contact. You know, this whole presidential change in Brazil, it's got a little problem. But we'll work around it. We'll keep it going. Claire's still eager to go. Yeah, I'm good.
It's a good point. Bolsonaro was probably more on board than Lulu, right?
Yeah, yeah. But we're working around it. We've got some things on the burn.
Yeah, good on you, Joe. You got to keep moving with the flow of life, don't you? And Ben, that's how it. Might you be?
I'm also good. Last time I had COVID while we recorded, and I don't now. So that's good.
It's a market improvement.
And, my wife and I adopted a dog, so that's always good. And I stopped listening to any amount of news at all.
Wow.
Which is also good.
I mean, that's almost, that's an oral equivalent of moving from Nottingham to Dorset in terms of a life change there.
Pretty huge.
So what do you know? What's the latest thing you heard that's going on in the world?
Twitter.
Yeah, still there.
But exists. Only because I have some friends that work there that they don't anymore, but they did.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's the guy who bought Twitter is probably a name that will come up in conversation, incidentally, today. The great Elon Musk, a close personal friend of mine. Congratulations on beating COVID and also the dog.
Yeah, tell us about the dog, Ben. I want to hear about the dog.
He's a cute little boy named he came with the name Yeti, and that's a great name. He's 160 pounds and still growing.
Dang.
That's about 72-ish kilograms.
Hey, I really respect the conversion. Do you know that off the top of your head, or did you know you were talking to a couple of New Zealanders?
little bit of both. I have some English friends here, and I never know what units they prefer. So I
the English do flip flop. We're metric system down the line every time.
Yeah. Mm.
You guys have a big boner for Imperial, and the British are like, oh, we're civilized, but we still want to say a foot because it's fun.
Yeah, it does
sound
good.
We're easy.
Stone is fun. Stone is fun to say.
Stone makes no sense. What is a stone? Like
it doesn't
12
make
kg
sense,
or something?
Fun.
What's a stone, Joe?
How long is a piece of stone? you don't know. You just don't know.
No, I think a stone hit. We simply don't have time for this. Patricia, it's so nice to see you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Nice to see you guys too. Very quickly about Ben's dog. 72 kilos, that means that your dog weighs more than I do.
Mm. Yeah, he weighs more than most of my adult male friends, yes.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's really great.
He'll probably top out at a little bit more. We've noticed him. We got him in May and it's now November and he's noticeably bigger.
Is it possible amazing that he's been adopted out by his parent, Clifford? The big red dog.
That bomb.
He's not
trying to rescue it.
Yeah, but he's still growing. Nearly all dogs at least have the bloody, you know, the wherewithal to stop growing at some point.
Not this guy. I think he might have been cursed by a witch. He's a man.
Huh.
He's now a dog.
That's amazing.
Back to how Patricia is going. Not at all. Very generous of you to share the spotlight with Yeti.
I just wanted to hear more about the dog. But no, I'm doing really well. Thank you. How are you guys?
Well, we're in a basement right now. It's fine. It's pretty dank. I'm sort of anticipating a spider crawling across the back of my neck at any point.
Tim's calling it dank. It's kind of refreshingly dry. And there's insulation less than probably 40 centimeters above the head. Means that we're breathing in all sorts of powerful stuff to strengthen the lungs.
I'm going to say that I've been doing the opposite of what Ben has been doing. I've been watching the news like absolutely pedantically, as instead of like the total kind of chaos that we seem to be heading towards. So to do that in like a control type of manner. And I was just thinking like the basement looks a lot like how I presume that we'll all be living in like a future kind of nuclear holocaust. So, but besides that,
well,
everything's great.
It's funny you should bring that up, Patricia, because between your respective plots and the conception of the very idea of Killionaire, we do have some power to stand in the way of the impending nuclear holocaust. The three of you have already put forward some incredible concepts, ways by which we can intercept some of the ultra wealthy and eliminate and distribute their funds. And the strength of these pitches is what has brought us all here today.
Mm-hmm.
But we're sort of we've basically devised a series of rounds to just help deduce, like lateral thinking puzzles, I suppose, in some ways. You know, just to see the different parts of your brains firing and really get to the bottom of which of these concepts we would like to pursue. And so
this is one of the most important missions that anyone has on Earth right now, and in fact, it's arguable that it's number one priority for the human race, what we're currently engaged in. And so we have deduced some, as guys mentioned, rounds to test your mental strength. And there can be only one winner. And we will now head into the first round, the round of creativity. We have asked you to prepare a little homework for this first round, contestants, and that is to write your own acrostic poem.
It's quite a challenging challenge.
Built around the word Killionaire. Patricia, I'm going to ask you to please go first for a poetry reading of what you've come up
Absolutely.
With.
Absolutely. I have to look at in my notes app where I wrote it.
Certainly.
Write that down, Tim.
Yeah.
Pathetic.
So I was uncertain. if I had only had more time. I was also a little unsure about these poems. So I hope it's okay that each of the letters has a sentence as opposed to a single word per row.
The brief is creativity. This sounds incredibly creative.
Yeah. Okay, well, all right. So, Killionaire brethren, I've seen your good fight, leading pasty young trillionaires laudably into light. I wish you each crowns on your weary heads. Now rest, sweet champions, as our enemies dead. I thank you too, Sir Tim and Sir Guy, rousers of all that is good. Even though this championship comes to an end, a monument remains where you stood. And I also thought having the last sentence be, you built a monument of blood, but I thought the other one had like a nicer and like more familial.
Well,
yeah, that's got my alt. Comp.
It's one of those things where you know, and so, you know, the author knowing is enough to not explicitly state it, because when you release a piece of art like that into the world, it's actually no longer yours. It belongs to the consumer. And what you've just penned is actually phenomenally poetic. I mean, you know, acrostic poems for me are like good, uncle, yes, guy. You've introduced one of the most important concepts in poetry, which is rhyming every other word.
And it is shocking how many poets forget that as a central tenet of poetry.
It's nice to see a little bit of extra homework.
Thanks.
Patricia, that was phenomenal.
Yeah, that was great. We're going to move swiftly along, and I want to hear Ben's poem next.
I went with the guy route. I fucked up.
All right, let's hear it.
Killing isn't legal, lest infamous opulent nerds, and it's really earned.
Oh, can we hear it again, please?
Sure. I tried to summarize sort of the what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Killing isn't legal, lest infamous opulent nerds, and it's really earned.
I see. So the turn is on
clever as.
It's on lest, because it's like, you know, you can't do this except in this circumstance. And this is the very circumstance in which we find ourselves.
I think you've undersold your work there, Ben. I think that was very creative, very clever. It had a good rhythm to it. It almost felt like a haiku the way it was delivered.
It's a sort of poem, if you gave it that homework to a school child and they brought that in, you'd say, I mean, they're clearly very intelligent, but also perhaps a sociopath. And that's a pretty high bar to clear.
It's the brief. That's the brief here.
Thanks.
Joe, give us your beautiful work.
Okay, I've added to the acrosticness of the brief. So this is from the perspective of Elon Musk being handed a T that's not up to par. Kindness as a virtue is the one thing I can't afford. I'd pay someone to explain, but I don't want to be bored. Listen, I'm just a rich guy trying to get it done. Look at me by Twitter. Watch as I disown my son. I'll try to convince you I'm humanity's savior, or the opposite with my misanthropic behavior. Now bask in the budget I set aside for good PR, and call me a legend when I strap a rocket to my car. I did all this off my own back without a handout. Reading facts won't be heard as my fanboys shout. Elon is hilarious, and he understands my strife. Please, Elon, take my money. Elon, fuck my wife. Owning free speech is what gets my dick hard. Don't use it against me or best be on your guard. Cunt, I'll smear you harder than that I did that cave diver and automate your career like I did a truck driver. So if you can, you poor idiotic cock, tell me why my tea tastes like Novichok.
Gee whiz.
And that was Killionaire Podcast.
Oh, I was wondering, because you did Killionaire, and then I was like, and now you've just written that sort of verse.
We're in free association mode now.
Wow.
That was really good.
Those were all equally impressive and a beautiful insight.
They weren't equally impressive because someone won the round.
They were equally impressive.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We will be judging these and ranking them according to how impressive they were. But before we do that, a little bit of commentary and colour on Joe's. I mean, you did it all. You took the sort of narrative device of giving us the first person perspective of the protagonist of the poem. It rhymed, crucially.
Sounds like Tim wants to fuck your poem, Joe.
And it was acrostic. My favourite line, watch me as I try to disown my son. It's a fun thing to invite people to watch.
Yeah, I suppose.
Gather around, everybody. I'm getting rid of a family.
Can I ask, Joe?
Elon would do it.
In that poem, were you playing the character of the person who delivered the tea?
I was channeling my Elon there.
You were performing as Elon?
Yeah.
But at the end, he's asking, why does his tea taste like Novichok? Who's done that?
He's drinking the tea. Elon's drinking the tea.
Yeah, but who's put
Novichok? How hard is this?
Who's put Novichok in his tea?
Oh.
How hard is that?
It could be any of the people he's annoyed previously in the poem.
Oh, wow. It's a long list.
It's up to the listener to decide that, you know. I'm just giving you the ingredients to
Trisha's putting on a coat. Looks like it's getting
cold in Berlin.
Not at all. As the plans get more and more intense, you all better put on another layer because it's going to be bone chilling in here. All right, time for us to rank the winners of the winner of this round. And we're not going to do what we did previously, which was mute ourselves. We're going to discuss openly.
You need to have a thick hide to make it in the murdering trillionaire game.
It's part of it now because it's the finale. My vote is for Joe to win.
Yeah.
And I think that I would like Patricia to come second and Ben to come third.
You know what? And this isn't a slight on you, Ben, or you, Patricia, but I totally agree.
Okay, I'm going to write. Congratulations, mainly to Joe.
While Tim takes notes based around the scoring of the poetry, I'd like to introduce our next round, which is that of business ethics. Now, obviously, you know, you've all got your ideas and you've put forward, you know, your best foot and your best plot. For your selected aspiring trillionaires, in this round, each of you will be asked a hypothetical situation in which, if you can imagine this, your plan is about to come to fruition. You are but moments away from executing the trillionaire of your choice. And in this hypothetical circumstance, it requires one last sit-down meal between you and your chosen trillionaire. So you're having a sit-down meal, if you can imagine this. And Elon, Jeff, Zuck, whoever it is, they look up and they say, I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing, and I'm in a position to stop it right now. But I will offer you $10 billion to stand up, walk away. We'll pretend this whole thing didn't happen. So $10 billion is put on the table for you to walk away. They've threatened that your entire plot will be upended. We want to know how you respond to this circumstance. How are your business ethics? We'll now run in reverse order. So, Joe, you may begin.
I mean, the question is, what would you do? I feel like you missed that. You sort of set up a whole set. What would you do?
It's pretty straightforward.
I don't know if it was.
You're going to assume a little bit of intelligence on their behalf, Tim. Okay. You're going to stop spoon-feeding these guys.
What would you do?
I'd take the money and I'd find out where the rat in my plan was. So where is Jeff learning about my plan? Who's feeding him the information? I then give that person a little bit of that money. Get someone new in that position. And then we're back on. We're back on, and I've got a bigger wallet. I've got a nice, like, I don't need a cut at the end now. I've got a good bit of money to myself.
Oh, wow. This is totally packed. You know, you're rich, but you're still committed.
I'm rich, but committed. Yeah.
In your world, it almost seems like Jeff is funding you to continue the pursuit of murdering him.
Yeah, I think that's why I carry on. Like, I could take the money, but just the mere thought that Jeff could be, you know, using me to kill himself. As dark as that is, oh, what a good way to get rich.
Good.
It's like the ultimate, it's like blood sport or whatever. You know how, you know, there's an idea where trillionaires or billionaires, they're like the hunting people for sport.
Oh, the purge?
Yeah, maybe the purge.
Yeah.
There's a bit of that to it, but it's reversed. It's a level of confidence which says, you hunt me, let's see how you get on.
Ben, what would you do?
So I have the luxury. My plan involves multiple of these guys. So part of me wants to just, unless it was Elon, just swap them out. Just take the money and sub in, you know, number eight or whoever it is. In fact, if it's Zuckerberg, he's not even in the top group anymore. He's trash to me. I don't want his measly billions. So I don't think he's got 10 to give me, and I would say that.
He'd be devastated
by
that.
So you're at dinner with Mark Zuckerberg. He said, give you $10 billion not to murder me, and you say?
I'd say, show me the money. Then he'd probably cry, if he can, and then he'd leave, And I'd eat his food too, because he's very thin and I don't think enjoys food.
I think he just eats pills.
He's a soy.
If it's anybody else, if it's Elon Musk, I couldn't make the deal. That guy's just like, he grinds my gears. But anybody else, I'll just swap him out. Elon's okay, got to go though.
Okay, that's interesting. So if we had anyone else, a Billy Gates, Jeffy Bezos, one of the Larrys,
Bernard Arnault.
But if it's Elon Musk, you've got such a chub for murdering that guy that you could not do it even for $10 billion. You just have to.
He's just so. You guys, you're friends with him, guy. Fuck.
Yeah.
Guy gets it.
He's irritating, sure, but you can just go home. You don't need to hang out with him the whole night. So if he offered you $10 billion, I like this, that would accelerate your desire to eliminate this guy. He's like, I'll give you $10 billion. Yeah. You go, shut the fuck up.
When he's got that much and he's like, my life is worth just a small amount of my own money, that's disgusting.
You're also manipulating the charts by taking the 10 bill off them. And as you say, like, Mark at the moment, he's not doing well. If you took 10 bill off him, I think that might be the last pennies to his name.
You could take he's 10 off billion charts. Off Elon, go line Zuckerberg's pockets and take out both of them. I mean, I know he needs more than 10 bill to make it to a trillion.
Well, this is okay. This is good intel. And Patricia, you're at dinner with a billionaire. Yeah. They offer you 10 of the bees to not kill them. What do you do?
Well, it's Zuck, right? Because he was the one I initially decided to kill. But to be honest, like, I don't feel a huge amount of animosity towards him particularly. And I've been in quite a lot of conversations with various Amazon sellers for various objects that haven't arrived or arrived in a different material to what they were meant to be. And so I have an increasing amount of like Amazon boxes of things I don't want. And I've started to feel really like quite furious about it. And Bezos is, in my opinion, like the least fuckable or interesting of all of these guys. Mm-hmm. And so like I have kind of what I would do is that I would take the money and I'd let Zuck do what he wants. And then I would use that money to build a kind of Saw style labyrinth, like the movie Saw. Mm-hmm. And I would like then trap Bezos inside of it. It would be made entirely of Amazon boxes exclusively. And then I would just put a camera up and I would do like a pay-per-view thing and let people just watch as he descends further and further into this Hellraiser labyrinth of his own making. That's what I would do.
Oh my gosh. That is impressively demented.
Yeah.
Well,
it's really
dark.
I would say that
but I would say, though, having listened to all the other competitors, that Ben said that we should sew them together anus to mouth, yes. Like in...
Yeah,
which is
not
truly
wrong.
Shocking. Yeah, you know? So you all know.
It's very true.
That was what his plan was.
We know. We were there.
Yeah.
It's there's something uniquely terrifying about building a labyrinth out of cardboard boxes because... In theory, a cardboard box, you feel like you could kind of punch your way through or something. But if there was enough of them in there, you couldn't. They would be strong
you'd
enough
get
to
tired
sustain an attack.
And they'd start paper cutting. There's also something to me, the reference for Saw has more power than the human centipede just because I saw it as a much younger and more impressionable person. I think I'd become quite jaded by the time I saw the human. It was more of a sort of curious monstrosity, but Saw was a genuinely confronting cinema going experience, and it holds a lot of water for me. These are all delightfully diabolical, and as we've planned, I'm going to say they're all equally impressive, and Tim's going to say that's not the case. We're going to rank them. These are all equally impressive plans.
Do you want to kick off the ranking conversation?
Yeah, I do actually, and I think I've got my order. I think I've
okay,
got my order.
You
figured
tell me
out.
What your order is.
Well, I think for all of you know, are there any moral question marks in this podcast? Who's to say? But I think Patricia's plan is phenomenally vindictive, and also she's got
it's so petty is what I like about it. It's just like I got sent some wrong stuff from Amazon, so now I want to trap the CEO in a labyrinth.
That's right, and like she's giving back, and that if people so choose, they can watch. So I think that to me was the
number one.
The number one.
Yeah, I agree.
And then I think, truth be told, I quite liked Ben's plan. Where Ben really got me was when he said if Elon did it, he would still kill. He was the only one who had the moral backbone to not even take the money up front to just be like, nah, fuck you.
I don't know if it was moral fortitude or just an inability to control his rage.
I think it's born at the start of this. Ben said that a lot of his Elon's been responsible for dismissing a lot of his friends from their work. I think there is a personal frustration and sense of wrongdoing that he carries with him into that circumstance.
Sure.
And then Joe's, I could probably relate to the most, which was basically just take the money and then go and enjoy life a bit and regroup. But in terms of business ethics, I think it probably it showed the least vertebrae.
I don't agree with that. I challenge that.
Okay.
I put Joe as number two on my ranking because it is, I mean, we have made it morally acceptable to murder someone based on how much money they have. So by that lens, I feel like Joe's robbing from Peter and then killing another Peter is so good.
Robbing from Peter?
Like a billionaire, taking money from them. And then just like using that to just like throw it back in their face in a murder
plot. The same person.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's good.
Wow, he's like, who knows what Jeff's got planned in the intervening moments? It could have fallen into the trap.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Like, so you're putting too much stock in your ability to turn $10 billion into a successful assassination.
I know what you did. This guy's sniffing around for a rat. He's got leaks springing up in his plans.
I'll find him.
With $10 billion, you would find them. With
$10 billion, you've got a pretty big bloody target on your back saying, hey, I'm in the running now. Watch out.
No, I'd get myself to millionaire status as quick as possible.
It's so much resource. Are you going to relent? Am I going to relent?
If neither of us will relent, what are we going to do?
Then we've got 2 second place equals.
Oh, wow.
So in this round, Patricia, you have won. You've taken it out, and the lads are equal losers.
Equals peoples. Congratulations, Patricia. And, of course, also to Joe and Ben. You guys are doing an outstanding job, and it's really quite nice to just kick around in the weeds on this stuff with you. Now, the next challenge is a classic. If you've been in a car for any length of time, you've played this game. If you had a friend in school, you've played this game. And we've picked the top three most prominent names that occurred throughout the podcast. The challenge is Fuck, Marry, Kill. The names Musk, Bezos, Zuck. And Ben, the honours are yours.
I don't want to brag, but I have been in a car and I did have a friend in school. So I'm familiar with the game. It was Bezos, Musk, and Zuck. Okay. So I think we've established Musk's got to go right off the bat. I don't even want to, not even spiteful fucking, just gone. Bezos, he's with all the steroids, he's unstable, but he'd be able to help with chores because he's strong, presumably. So I'd marry him. And then Zuck, I just got to see what that's like. What's going on there? We're gonna fuck.
I imagine him like this is a maybe quite a lazy comparison, but there's a real Ken doll energy.
Yeah,
smooth all the way around. Not even a butt crack.
I'm wondering if he may want to bring VR into the equation. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing.
I want to know what his nipples look like.
He doesn't have them. He's smooth. I think he got everything surgically
not
taken
even
off.
Nipples.
I think the whole thing is just one consistent, like, pale kind of. It's a little bit cold to the touch too.
Oh,
it's got
like
a
Ziploc, Ziploc bag full of milk.
So the fact that everyone in the metaverse doesn't have legs and they're just floating torsos, that's not a design flaw. That's an aspiration for the men.
I think I think Zuck is so deep in VR because he thinks that the one. His programming's realized he's copping a bit of shit for being unable to relate to people.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that is born around like body function and the functionality of a human body. And the reason he's so obsessed with migrating everyone to the metaverse is A, he can recreate a version of it that he can experience in the same way that all other people are experiencing it.
Oh, yeah.
And B, it's removing the need to eat, shit, piss, fuck. I think Zuck's smooth all the way over. And I'm
Guy's having
sure.
fun on the podcast,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I am. You really got my brain whirling right now. I just can't stop thinking about it.
Patricia, gun to your head, fuck, marry, kill. Let's hear it.
Yeah, It's a little bit different, but also a little bit the same. So I was thinking, actually, like, first off, you could not, like, I would never in my life fuck Jeff Bezos. This is a man who 100% thinks that, like, having a stripper pole on, like, a yacht is, like, a really cool thing to have. And I feel really strongly that he has to die, like, because I'm not going to marry him and I'm not going to fuck him. So he, sorry, he has to go. And it's just
good looking prospects
happen.
Now, then.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to marry Musk because I think because I think he would be fun to berate. He always like thinks he's doing this really cool stuff and it's so cringe in a way. But I also used to have it's a long story, but I used to have kind of an obsession about him a long time ago before he kind of became full Musk. And I read his autobiography and I was kind of like, I almost thought he was kind of hot for a moment because he's so fucking weird and he's so into rockets.
Yeah, yeah.
And just like, it's this interesting kind of weird character with hair plugs and stuff. So I think it could kind of be, but I mean, obviously he's done a lot of like kind of despicable stuff, but I still feel that I could marry him and then I could, that feels okay. You know, if I could deal with that. Zuck, I think also, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just, I probably shouldn't assume myself, but there's also a very high chance that he'll leave you and you'll be set free pretty quickly.
Not true, before he true, impregnates right? you though. That seems to be his yes. MO.
Baby number 10, wife number what 4.
I've heard there's a lot more than 10 and there's a lot of NDAs going around. So that might be something to take note of.
But I think he wants to. Like, I think that's the thing. He's like super pro people having kids because he thinks like the major threat of humanity is underpopulation. So he like accepts
and a lack
everyone
of people
having
with
baby.
His DNA.
Yeah, real square chunk DNA going. But that's I'd marry him and we'd have a life together for a while. And then actually with Zuck, I am kind of curious for the same reasons because he is like very slick, you know, like he's kind of, you know, you might be in bed with him and he would just like kind of slip away because he just has no hair. I don't think he has nipples. It's just like they're just tattooed on. Like I would be, and he's really into martial arts also. I find this like a weird, I don't know. I think it could be like an interesting experience, you know.
Hearing you say that the nipples are tattooed on, I'm now imagining that he's drawn like, he's drawn an ass crack. He's drawn a penis on. He's drawn his own nipples on.
Just a biro pen.
He's like, this is it, right?
It's kind of funny that the through line so far is Mark Zuckerberg is so deeply unfuckable. He is like a black hole of sexuality that I would be interested to have sex with him out of scientific curiosity.
I don't think it's that he's unfuckable. I think it's just he's like a completely different creature. I think it's like if you were a space explorer and you showed up at a planet where all the creatures that exist there are like kind of sentient or must be smart even to some degree, but they're all just kind of like slippery, wet noodle people. Someone would be like, maybe we can fuck. Like,
for sure.
Also.
It's also great. Just even that's got me thinking like the guys who are going to be representing, the guys who are sending themselves to space, if they come across extraterrestrials, the representation that the human race is going to have
it's not great.
Fucking abysmal. Imagine if Zuck shows up and they're like, this is what it's like.
All right, Joe, your time has come. Fuck, marry, kill these three fine lads.
I'm on the same page as Ben. Like, Musk, he's smug enough. If I fuck him or marry him, he's just going to get smugger, and I can't have that.
I tell you what, I reckon if you fucked Elon Musk, his ego would explode.
So, yeah, he's dead. I'm going to fuck Zuck, mainly because I think he'd probably have access to some prototype VR equipment. And then his smooth body is really just going to be a blank canvas for whatever you want to imagine, you know, once the goggles are on. So I think that might be quite fun. Like, yeah. And then as a surprise turn, I'm going to marry Jeff, the man I originally wanted to kill. I've heard divorcing him's quite profitable. And I might just be able to like slowly niggle away like, oh, maybe the Amazon rainforest seems quite interesting as a business opportunity. Oh, Jeff, maybe pay your warehouse workers a bit more. Or, hey, Jeff, I think we could train monkeys into teams of rainbow. Like, I think Jeff himself a blank canvas, I could mold him into the maybe a good billionaire.
Joe, your personal maybe politics a great trillionaire. Sit as such a bizarre intersection of anti-environmentalism but pro-union, which is not something you see often in the wild.
That's purely subconscious. Like, if that's what you think, maybe that's where I'm going. I don't know.
I think it is.
Okay, I'll look into that.
You want to turn the Amazon rainforest into a big factory, but then unionize the workers there.
What?
Who are monkeys.
No, he wants to unionize the warehouse workers, people who are currently employed by Amazon. The most interesting thing is that you've got a bit of I can change him energy floating about you.
I think if he's going for me, he's already changed a bit. So if we could just carry that on, you know, there's no question to where I can take him.
Mm. I mean, they're all well-reasoned answers. They've all got me really excited to think of Zuckerberg's, you know, naked form.
Do you know what I'm thinking?
What?
I'm thinking Ben is number one because he really, like, set the tone of just, like, Musk cannot be around. It's not tolerable for him to be alive for a moment longer than he needs to be.
Which is, might I add, the second time he's like...
Yeah, it's true.
There's a disdain for all of these guys, but
like
there's
a
real undercurrent of like, stop bringing him up.
Yeah.
Like, he's, as far as I'm concerned, he's eliminated.
Yeah.
He's not allowed to talk.
So I think that's there's something about the confidence, the persistence that really appeals.
Mm-hmm.
So Ben's number one
okay. For
me.
Mm-hmm.
Joe and Patricia, it's quite hard, but I'm going to put Patricia at number two in my rankings in this. I think it was well-reasoned and eloquently described the possibility of having sex with Mark Zuckerberg. A terrifying but scientifically fascinating endeavor.
I agree. And I did like Joe's description of his body as a blank canvas, but I also can't get it out of my head. And it makes me feel sick.
The song Your Body's a Wonderland started playing in my head when he said that.
Your body is a canvas, man.
Pretty good. So what do you think of that ranking?
I can co-sign that. I'm happy with it.
Ben, congratulations. You've won this round.
By my sort of on the back of my brain calculations, we're looking at a pretty neck and neck sort of race to the top here. The next round is word association. Each of you have got 10 different words. And this is, what do they use this in psychiatry?
I don't think the good ones do.
No. What do they use this in?
It might have been one of those things they formerly used in, or it might be something that they use in Dolly magazine and say, this is how psychology works.
Exactly, yeah. It feels like something that a cartoon represents a therapist or a psychologist doing. But basically, each of you have got 10 words. I mean, this feels like probably the most sinister of all the rounds in that you're going to play word association and we're going to judge your responses, even though traditionally this is just a sort of free-form practice that is devoid of anything, any meaning. That is not the case on our Killionaire finale. And I believe everyone has now had a turn starting first. So we'll go back to our original order, which means that Patricia, you can go first. We've got 10 words ready for you. Tim, would you like to read the words?
Yes.
First, you're just your first response, whatever comes in.
Patricia, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Your time will start. In 3, 2, 1, money.
Duck.
Amazon.
Packages.
Rich.
So unfunny. millionaire.
Bill.
Gates.
Fish.
Pescatarian.
Poison.
Murder plot.
Space.
Spaghetti alien.
Oven.
Killer.
Kleptocracy.
Don't know.
Shoes.
Feet.
Excellent. Okay, thank you. I'm building a psychological profile based on those answers. Now it will be Joe's turn. Guy, would you like to do the honours?
Yeah, sure thing. Joe, you ready?
Yep.
Technology.
Future.
Communism.
Good.
Oxygen.
Needed.
Neoliberalism.
Politics.
Moon.
Stars.
Disaster.
Oh no.
Zebra.
Crossing.
Hedge.
Cutters.
Blimp.
Heidenberg.
And Cayman Islands.
Tax.
Excellent.
Oh, it's still going.
Very good work.
All right. Yeah, it's very revealing. What is it like to do from your end? It certainly feels odd.
Can I just say, I've never felt more unfunny in my entire life.
I forgot words.
It's word association. This isn't about japes and goofs. This is about building a psychological profile based on what we know is in your head, revealed through this quiz. My personal favorite for Joe, disasters. Oh, no. Very good.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And finally,
Heidenberg for that one.
Heidenberg.
Ben here.
For Blimp.
Are we go for Ben?
Ben's ready, yes.
Okay, here we go, Ben. Your time starts now. Jeffrey.
Bezos.
Cancel culture.
No.
Television.
No.
Time.
Sure.
Villa.
Nova.
Entertainment.
Tonight.
Red.
Yes.
Luxury.
Apartment.
Super yacht.
No.
And your final word, water.
Sure.
More like a yes or no quiz.
I've never seen someone approach word association of just like thumbs up, thumbs down, but it's fucking genius.
It's probably why it's become an outdated form of psychology.
Oh my god,
the system has been trumped.
Yep. No. Yes. Oh man, I don't know whether to put you at the top or the bottom based on that. It's so hard.
I honestly think that's top shelf behavior.
Yeah, it's innovative.
That's dictating terms.
It's very good. Here's my rankings. It goes Ben, then it goes Joe, then it goes Patricia. No, it doesn't, because Patricia had to go first, and I feel like there's something to that.
Can't be rewarded.
I'm locking it in.
Go
it goes Ben, then it goes Joe, then it goes Patricia.
Wow. You want to chalk it up? Co-sign it?
Yeah, okay, great.
I'm happy with that. You guys, this is actually our...
Oh, it's so tight.
Our final round.
The scoring's so tight. Do you want me to give the... If you give me one sec, I reckon I can give the scores.
Okay.
But I've got to do this so carefully.
Yeah, you've got to be very delicate.
Yeah. So what I've been doing is awarding 3 points for the first place person in each round, 2 points for the second place, and 1 point for the third.
Where does he come up with this stuff, eh?
In the case of a tie, which we had two second places, generally speaking, in most competitions you go 2 third place equals, but I didn't. I went 2 second place.
No, you get you do 2 second place equals.
Do you?
Yeah, and then you skip third if there were four people, and then you'd have a fourth.
Sick, I crushed it. Okay, Ben, carry the one. No, there's no. We're not in double digits. I'm just goofing. Okay, right now the scores as they stand, I'm pretty confident I've done the adding 3 and 2 and 1 to previous scores correctly. In second place equal, both on 8 points apiece, Joe and Patricia. And in first place right now by just 1 point on 9, Ben, as we go into this, the final round.
That's very exciting. And this last round is, you take as long as you need. It's theology. And basically what we're going to ask each of you to do is articulate the imagined afterlife for whichever trillionaire you have murdered. So it can be what you think will happen. It can be what you want to happen. But basically, actions have consequences. Once this person is eliminated, what becomes to their spirit, to their body, either, neither, both? The question is open to your own interpretation. And I suppose we'll start with Joe.
Okay, so just as Claire's gibbon hands strangle the last life out of Jeff's body, he sees darkness. And then he opens his eyes and he's in a small, quaint cottage in the New York countryside, surrounded by books. Because it was always about books. He just wanted to read. He just wanted to read and be able to get a book wherever he was in the world. And now he can. He hears a voice from outside calling his name. Jeffrey. Jeffrey. Steps outside and sees his not ex-wife, but still wife, calling him over for a hug. He goes over and they sit and they read and they live happily. Oh, wait, why is he in heaven? Nah, it's like, he starts reading the books and there's no words. And he's like, oh, shit. And then his wife looks at him and is like, well, what's wrong? You didn't pay your workers enough? Didn't put the words in your books? And he's distraught. He goes back in the cottage. He starts opening up all the books and there's not a word in any of them. And he realizes that he's now in his worst nightmare.
Wow.
No books. Nothing. Just his wife who hates him. And he can't divorce her now because it's forever. And yeah, and that's his afterlife.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I got to say, what an incredible pivot.
Great pivot.
Like, literally caught yourself mid-stride and really worked with what you'd given yourself. Thank you very much, Joe. And also, can I say, initially?
Yeah.
Like, it was a real visceral sense of, you know, experience, I thought. The silence, the...
Oh, yeah, in terms of picture painting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt like I was there. I thought the reason he was in heaven is there was a real generosity of spirit there, Joe, that even trillionaires in death are laid to rest eternally and can join the kingdom of heaven. But nope.
Nope.
Then you remember.
I go to a little cottage full of books with no words in them.
and a disdain, like a, just a hateful wife. She really doesn't like him anymore, especially up here or down there. They don't get along.
Wherever they are.
I've never seen Mackenzie talk, but she doesn't seem like someone I'd want mad at me. She seems really cool, probably based on the fact that she's given away lots of money.
I have a general rule that I would like for no one to be mad at me, but, you know. I'm nuts like that. Ben, the floor is now yours. Please, your pitch for theology.
All right. Since I had a couple minutes to think there, I'm not going to do my original thought, which was they're all reincarnated as people without money and have to work for their own companies upon their death. Just to see, that's not enough.
So, I shall ignore it then. Struck from the record.
They're going into some sort of afterlife, all of them, and I figure they should each kind of get the comeuppance that people who work for them, you know, had to do. Not the their comeuppance is the, a lot of them directly cause death in one way or another. So like Elon Musk, every day he wakes up, he's in the passenger seat of a Tesla. It's getting into a crash and the doors are locking and it's setting on fire, which is a thing that happens all the time. So that's him just eternally burning in a Tesla. Bezos, he it's just a loop of him working late night at that factory in somewhere in the Midwest in America during all those tornadoes and the wall just crushing him over and over again. I forget which Larry runs Oracle, but the big skyscraper.
I think it's Ellison.
That sounds right. Yeah, Page is Google. Yes. And so so Larry Ellison, the big building in San Francisco is the Oracle Tower. People joke that it looks like a butt plug. It doesn't, but it's kind of, it's as phallic as any tower. But it is sinking slowly. So for his afterlife, he's just going to be underneath it as it slowly just crushes him.
Wow.
I think it's like 6 inches a year. So just enough to feel it, but not enough to like make it quick. Zuck, I think his personal torment would just be looking at all of the data, the quantifiable data of how negatively his life has impacted people. I think that would be his personal hell. I think a lot of those guys wouldn't care about that, but I think he just getting charts and figures of how much he has ruined the planet, would hurt his sort of robotic brain. I got nothing on. Google's probably killed some people, and Bernard Arnault, he's got a, I don't know, I'm sure one of the factories that makes the high fashion clothes that he does has had like a horrific fire, and he's just in there. I don't know.
The other ones, they're not as bespoke, but all of them befall are pretty unfortunate, and it sounds like eternal demise, so it's...
It's how I've always thought about hell, since it's a very personalized experience.
Sort of a never-ending loop.
I've always just thought it's really hot.
Yeah, a bit toasty.
I've never...
You can't be mean to people, and you can't rob, and you can't covet people's wives, because it's a bit toasty afterwards.
Yeah.
You get a bit warm.
Well,
you take your sweater off.
Covet your neighbor's oxen either. I've never thought of it as a bespoke thing. I'm just like, oh, we're all too hot, and none of us are happy to be here.
But a burning Tesla would be quite hot.
It would be quite hot.
It would be really hot.
Can I imagine the feeling of the pressure of an entire building slowly descending on you would be kind of a hot feeling?
You know? Yeah, yeah. I think this would make you flush with like frustration and agony. Everyone would still be running
frustration.
Hot.
I'm very cross about this building on top of me.
I was more thinking about Zuck looking
all right.
at charts, but yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, I think being crushed by a building, you know, it might be underselling it a little, but it would be frustrating.
Mm.
Patricia, we're very excited to hear what you've got to say.
Yeah. Do you mind if I do like a little bit of theatre while I do this? Because I have quite a clear sense.
Honestly, it's encouraged.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So like imagine you're... Okay, so I'm going to do it with Elon Musk and you've just kind of like passed, right? And so the world darkens around you and like a figure emerges from the dark and he goes, Elon... Because I know it's theology, so I hope you guys have read Dante's Inferno, because we're going to do that.
Okay.
I'm going to like... So
oh, sorry.
Being led
can, I,
down.
Can I just hit pause
yeah,
for
please.
A second? For our podcast listeners, which is the majority of the audience, Patricia is currently donned in a makeshift hood and carrying a lit candle. Please continue.
Mm, thank you. Yeah. So we're going to go through the 9 levels of hell. So I'm bringing him on the journey. And he feels very special. You know, he's like, yeah, of course, not very many people get to go on this path. And so we start descending through the echelons of the afterlife across the Elysian fields. And we pass through a place that is very dark and very ominous. I'm going to hold the candle. there's a lot of cardboard there. And he's like, what is this? What's all this cardboard? And like everything is stained with blood, and he hears like a shuffling, and Bezos emerges from underneath a kind of large contraption. So this is actually the previously described labyrinth of where Jeff is spending his eternity in hell. We spend a little time there. They chat. They know each other from before. And they continue downwards through the many, many levels of hell. I don't know so much about the other millionaires per se. I guess Arnaud, it would be, I feel like he's fashion related. So maybe also in a sweatshop with all his like Chinese workers who earn nothing every day. But eventually we get to the center of hell, which is the ice circle, right? Where like Judas is and Lucifer. And whilst we enter it, you know, he's actually quite excited because he's like, well, I wonder what my personalized hell will be, what loop I will exist in forever. And as he enters it, he enters into a very cold, strange space that's like very immaterial. And like you can't see your arms, just your hands. And it actually feels like you're in a kind of poorly animated video game from like 2004. And actually, this is the metaverse. So he finds out in this space that he doesn't get to spend eternity in his own personalized hell. His hell is actually Zuck's hell. And he has to sit there forever to know that he didn't even get the inner circle of the last hellscape. Oh. And he just has to live in that fucking awful experience of trying to be like a Wii character from 2000 and like, I don't know, seven forever.
And he's got the context that others did get their own personalized hell.
Yes, I presume. Yeah, because Mazos is in his like labyrinth, which is immediately like designed after his greatest desire box world. That's what they wanted to call Amazon, but it was already taken as a, like a domain name. So they went with something else.
Boxworld.com.
Wow.
Anyway.
That was sensational, Patricia. I really, obviously the theatrics were very impressive, but yes. Also the, there's something very, very rude about what, you know, like showing him a few rooms on the way to his room and being like, oh, and you have to share this.
And who was it? Sorry, again, who was that billionaire who lost out in their own personalized
one? Elon.
That was Elon. Oh, that's so delicious.
Yeah.
So deserved.
So we've got Elon with his non-personalized hell and the perspective that others did get that. We've got Elon in a never-ending Tesla that's burning on fire. Zuck looking at charts. Bezos. Where was Jeff? He was in a warehouse in the Midwest. We've got a man under
the
building.
Yeah, they had a big wall fall.
Yeah.
They had a wall collapse.
And then, of course,
tornadoes.
You've got the you've got Bezos in a very picturesque cottage and sort of, I feel like, you know, a moment's perspective on what drove him to get to where he is to begin with, which was just a love of books and a desire for more people to read and sort of that lightning bolt of realization that is then taken away. I mean, these are all really beautiful.
Yeah, and they're so unique.
You know, it's actually quite fitting to begin and end with a poem as we have, because there's a real poetry to all of your pitches for the afterlife.
Mm. If there's one thing that we know is lacking in the world of hyper wealth at the moment, it's an appreciation for the humanities. So I like that it's been well on display in this finale of Killionaire TV.
That's right. I have a proposed ranking.
I would
this.
Like to hear it.
It feels weighted because it's the last one, but I'd like to tell you what I think.
Go on.
I think I'm going to go reverse order, by the way. So I think Ben's proposal, outstanding, but each person it was everyone was getting it direct. It was more like I felt like it was missing the second layer of like esoteric fuck you. I also like it was born out of the moralistic, like, you know, you must suffer through the thing that you have forced upon so many to make your life function the way it does.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's direct and it's repeated and it's not to me, the idea of living for eternity, you know, while grappling with something that was almost there and not quite is what is so appealing. And that's what I think came through in Patricia and Joe's pitches. I think Patricia's was beautiful. This for me is it was the second one.
Yes,
I like the sort of the bespoke hells that aren't available. But do you know, honestly, it's almost by virtue of making a mistake mid pitch. But the way that Joe gave Jeff everything he wants and revealed his humanity to himself and almost to all of us that said, hey, there's hope.
There's a person in
there's
here.
There's a person in here. And then to have that moment and then have it all taken away.
Yeah.
The idea of this like room, there's just I'm just seeing all these books that he loved, like the covers of all the books that were his favorite books as a child, and just nothing.
Yeah.
It's fucking devastating. I mean, he's already dead, but that would ruin a person. And he can't even, like, he can't leave. If he goes into another room, he's just going to get told off. Go read your books. There's nothing in there. It's not my problem, Jeff. Go back.
It does sound like hell now that you've brought it to life for me.
So that's mine. I mean, I'm open to discussion, obviously. No,
I think it's where I was drifting anyway, and you've articulated it so well. So I'm going to lock that in. And I believe that means that the winner of Killionaire Television is Joe.
Wow.
Joe has won. Congratulations, Joe.
Thank you.
And also it means we have two tied second places, which was not planned at all, but it means there's no loser here, or there's two, depending on how you look at it. So, first of all, to our winner, Joe, congratulations. I will reveal as well, because I don't think we've locked it in, but you're going to be receiving a $500 Amazon gift card, and we're just before Black Friday, so you could really fuck some shit up with that if you want.
It's a fundraising project, if nothing else.
For my boy Jeff.
Did you guys buy that from Amazon? Like,
we will.
We didn't get given it by Amazon.
kind of the opposite of the purpose of the entire podcast, you might say.
You might say that.
That's where the magic lies.
Think about Amazon is, though. It's so good.
He's built a solid website there.
Everyone's fucking out. We've got to support one of these billionaires to get to $1 trillion. Musk is going to be shortly out of the running completely. Zuckerberg has entirely fucked his enterprise. We need to hitch our horses to a wagon, and that wagon is named Jeffrey Bezos.
Driven by a mule on steroids who thinks he can take his wagon to the sky.
Joe's been backing him since day one, so that's very befitting. Joe, would you like to say anything as the winner of Killionaire TV?
Just a well done to Ben and Patricia. You know, strong pitches, strong performance today. Thank you to the judges, and I'll send you the receipt for the flight to Brazil, I assume, and then we'll sort it that way. Or are we? I'm ready to go as soon as you are. Just send the message, and I'll.
Great. We'll figure out the particulars on that after the call. Ben, would you like to say any words of commiseration for missing out on winning?
No, I mean this was fun as hell, and I can't think of a better reason to have left work early. Yeah, I don't know. Good job, Joe. Good job, Patricia. Fuck you, Tim and Guy. Yeah.
As always, I really hope you don't get fired off the back of this, because that'd just break my heart. And Patricia, how are you feeling this outcome?
Feeling really good. Congratulations, Joe. I felt that our animal-based plans were really like aligned, so I have a lot of respect for you, and also for Ben, who made his own animal.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
The greatest animal of all. Several billionaires strapped to one another.
And thank you to Tim and Guy. This has been like, I've listened to your podcast for probably 7 years or something more. So it's really quite an honor to be on it.
You guys are all
very sweet.
You're all so funny. You're so clever. It was so much fun. Thank you so much for taking the time and mental resource to submit such outstanding plans. And thank you to everyone who's followed us on our Killionaire journey.
Yes, thus concludes this chapter of The Worst Idea of All Time. It's been a lot of fun. And to think it all started with some silly plans of our own about
That's
how
right.
we were going to kill.
I was actually thinking about that on the way over this morning. This all started as basically a little improv exercise.
You've been to Russia.
Yeah.
A lot has happened. But here we are now with our winner of Killionaire TV.
Yeah.
It's just been phenomenal. So thank you, everybody, for playing. And we can look forward to the next chapter of The Worst Idea of All Time, which is season five?
Six.
Six. I keep forgetting where we're up to. Starting incredibly soon. Vroom, vroom.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.